So moving into the neighborhood. Jesus has moved into the neighborhood. What does that even mean? Have you ever had somebody come to visit and they said, oh, we're coming to visit. When are you coming? What time? Oh, well, probably this afternoon. Yes, but what time? Being adopted, I have a sister who is legally my sister, but she couldn't be any further from being wired like me. She's a ish kind of person, which just makes me, you know, go a little bit crazy. Oh, I'll probably come over Wednesday, Thursday-ish. Well, when are you coming? You're either coming Wednesday or you're coming Thursday. Well, after 20 or 30 backwards and forwards questions, me getting increasingly patient or something, and she's becoming less and more clear or flippant with her, I don't know, just whenever. I'm like, I can't do whatever. Actually, my life doesn't just stop and I don't just drop tools thinking you might come. Because the reality is, she'll get distracted by a squirrel and she's gone to do something else anyway and she'll never come anyway. Have you ever had somebody that says, I'm coming to stay, like Georgia, and as Debbie shared earlier, what she didn't share was that a nurse in her wisdom told me that a baby can be born at 36 weeks. So from week 36, I was asking Debbie, do you reckon it'll be today? Do you reckon it'll be today? No, it won't be today, but I know what is going to be today if you ask me again. Now, let's put it into context. This is the middle of summer. It was 39 degrees, and I was ridiculously annoying. Is that fair? Is that an understatement?
Yes.
Yep.
But I was very, very pregnant. So.
Yeah, but still, I was super excited about being able to meet Georgia. I thought it would be the best thing in the world. And then she was loud when she did turn up. Woo, was she loud. But there's that moment where there's that anticipation that something's going to happen. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, we used to have Advent calendars that we used to get from the shops. It just meant chocolate at Christmas, hallelujah. I didn't know what it was all about. I just thought, you beauty, more chocolate before Christmas. But there's a sense in which I understand more of the depth of what Advent means for me now. Similarly to Lent in leading into Easter, this Advent season is an opportunity for me to refocus as to what it's about. It's an opportunity to focus on what we are called to. There is plenty. I think this year may have been the record for me. I noticed Christmas paraphernalia, commercialism of Christmas, out on the 2nd of September. How glorious. Well done. Well done, consumers, for dragging that forward so far. But I am totally okay with us focusing on Christ at Christmas. Sharing Christ, not just in the month leading up to Christmas. You see, we hear so often, oh, I'll be nice because it's Christmas. Well, I'd argue that if Jesus is moving into the neighborhood, that we should be nice because of Christ every day. It should be the reason why we show someone grace who doesn't deserve it. It's the reason we show someone mercy when they don't deserve it, because we've been shown grace and we've been shown mercy when we didn't deserve it either. So often, with so much that is around us, we can lose focus, can't we? We can lose focus on that anticipation, that we can make it about so many other things instead of what it's meant to be about. Well, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. December, and it's becoming increasingly creeping into November, is crazy at the best of times. Then we go and have fires, which just sends it to... We just seem to have been the mayor of Crazy Town for about 5 weeks now. But December is always busy because we're trying to fit in so much of celebrations and looking back and all of these things into 4 weeks of the year. What happens to the other 48? Does God move out in January? Does Jesus move out of the neighborhood the first Sunday in January? Is it sometimes for some, it would be an overnight stay, right? But even when he moves into the neighborhood, we are so consumed by the distractions that are around us that we lose focus and we shift our focus from being on Christ to being on a million and one other things. In this passage that Debbie read this morning from Matthew 24, there are a couple of other parables that are around there. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids, the parable of the talents, and the parable of the sheep and the goats are all in there, and they allow us to see that people get distracted. And it's okay to be distracted, but it's also better to keep, to refocus. And we may have had times this year where we have been distracted, where things have distracted us from keeping our eyes fixed on Him. Well, let's use this Advent season not for chocolate, although I'm totally open to Advent calendars. My office is in Poona and Park Street. I'm happy for you. And even if you wanted to, when you bring one tomorrow, if you want to have eaten the first chocolate from today, that's totally okay. But it's not just about chocolates, all right? It's not about chocolates, and it's not about the little gifts that you get either. Distractedness, there's a reference there to the time of Noah. They were distracted too, weren't they? The issue was not about people being married or eating or drinking. The issue was that they allowed those things to distract them from the coming destruction and ultimately the opportunity for salvation. They were caught off guard because they forgot about God. In the midst of all that we do this Christmas season, and we could go around the room and see some seriously busy diaries, couldn't we? Let's not be too busy this Christmas season that we shift God totally out of our diary. We're not paying attention to the signs around us. Signs of salvation, signs of grace, that we're focusing on other things. So this season, as we, it's an unexpected hour. We don't know the day or the hour when Jesus will come back, but we live in anticipation that He is not just coming back, but He lives amongst us. He's already moved into the neighborhood. In the work week that you have and that I have and the weeks that we have, do we see that Jesus has moved into the neighborhood, or are we still hoping that He'll turn up eventually? Advent is a season for us to regain our focus. It's an odd text that I've used today for Advent, for the beginning of Advent, but I think it's appropriate because it allows us to be reminded of them and to be so focused on what it means to come into this Christmas season. We come in as with Jesus in the neighborhood. We come in wanting to see, even though it's unexpected, we don't know the time or date that He's coming, but we expect to see him at work amongst us, don't we? Do we leave our homes each morning expecting to encounter the living God in every interaction and conversation that we have? Or is it a pleasant surprise? Like when you're walking down the street and you see somebody that you know. I was at the Boona State School concert thing yesterday afternoon. And a gentleman that was a parent of a guy I went to school with happened to be there. Haven't seen him for 25 years. The guy that I went to school with, our kids are in class together. But I saw his dad and mum yesterday. And I said, oh, it's good to see your mum and dad. Haven't seen them since, well, let's just be honest, about 25 years. He looks exactly the same, just 25 years older. Just looks like his son, just quietly. I did say to his son yesterday, I know what you're going to look like in 35 years' time, mate. You look like your dad, your dead ringer. But there's an opportunity where we meet with people and we think, oh, there's somebody that I know. Oh, there's God working in the midst. Do we actually ever get surprised that he works in and amongst us? Do we actually expect it? Or is it just one of those, well, if it happens, it happens. We'll wait and see. There are many, many distractions that you will face between the 1st of December to the 25th. Many, many. We could list them off. In fact, we could spend the rest of today listing off the distractions that could come our way. One of the greatest distractions that will come in December is the distraction of busyness. Friends, I'd encourage you to find the pause in the midst of busyness and allow yourselves to refocus, to look ahead to Christ's birth. There are some people who just love the Christmas season and they want it to start in July and August and September, you know? Imagine being those first century people waiting for the Messiah. It's not waiting 6 months. Talking 400 years between promise and fulfillment. There's an anticipation there, isn't there? That just builds and builds and builds. That God would move amongst them. That God was going to move into their neighborhood. It's worse than if my sister was coming to visit on a Wednesday-ish. We're talking generations. We're talking great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents telling their children and their children's children that the Messiah is coming. There would have been some that would have felt that it was absolutely one of those fictional fable stories. Oh yeah, I've been hearing about that for years. I don't believe it's ever going to happen. When God said, I'm gonna send my son, we've all got people in our lives that are gonna people, don't we? And it would have been easy for those people in those last 400 years before Jesus came to go, yeah, yeah, I've heard it all before. That's a real human response, isn't it? Even with the depth of faith that they had, I'm sure there were times where they thought, yep, I've heard this before. And they allowed their disappointment to distract them from Jesus coming. We anticipate Jesus coming. We anticipate Jesus moving into our neighborhood and dwelling amongst us. Not on December 25, but today. A number of years ago, I tried to remember, and I think it was about 15 or 16 years ago, Debbie preached a sermon at one of the core we were at, and it said the Christmas spirit the whole year through. I wonder whether we look with anticipation to see God's spirit moving the whole year through. I think so often we look at the text that we read this morning and we see it through a lens of fear, and that I might get left behind. But Advent is the new year for our church. It's the new year for the Christian calendar. New Year's often have with them resolutions and thinking of new ways to improve. We have an opportunity today to pause and refocus on Christ as He moves amongst us. Let us not wait for December 25 for Jesus to move into our neighborhood. He was here yesterday. He's here tomorrow. And He didn't bring an overnight bag. You could often tell how long people were coming to stay for, couldn't you, by the size of the bag? Well, Jesus was here to stay, to live amongst us and work in us. Have we found new ways to distract us this year that haven't distracted us in the past? Have we found new ways to be a faithful witness to the love of Jesus? Do we find it easy to focus? Are we watching and waiting for this unexpected hour with hope? As Jesus moves into our neighborhood this Christmas season and throughout the next year, as we refocus on that, my prayer for us each is that we would see in Him the hope, the grace, and His Word becoming flesh. The promises that were made by God throughout the Old Testament becoming flesh in our midst. That people would not think that it's a good theory that we can be loving and kind and gracious to one another, but they would see it. They would be able to reach out and touch it because it's as